The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, a subsidiary of American Water, providing safe, reliable water and/or wastewater services to approximately 500,000 people in portions of 14 counties. Learn more at KentuckyAMWater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What is happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
It's the first time we're back in the studio for this year, so I'm really excited to talk about what we have to look forward to coming up for 2026. Last year, we had a lot of new vendors, new amount of variety. We tried new locations, and we explored being indoors for the winter. And we look to see what we can do to serve our community and our farmers better this year than ever before, whether that is coming up with new events to attract people, add different or new vendors that we've never seen before, or even exploring if we need to add extra locations or better parking at some places. And I think better parking is always a demand in Lexington, but those are things that we're really focusing on this year. We don't have all of the market locations open yet because we're a seasonal farmers market. Kentucky farmers have worked really hard over the last decade to have what's called season extension methods, so greenhouses and high tunnels, but they just can't produce the same quantity. So we'll be opening Saturday, April 4th, back downtown in the Fifth Third Bank Pavilion in Tandy Park. On Sunday, April 5th, we'll be back on Southland Drive, and then we will continue to have our Wednesday evening market in Gray Line like we've been doing all year long. Since it is springtime, we have beautiful, beautiful spring flowers. It's my favorite time of year to buy and appreciate flowers. So tulips and Icelandic poppies are really so great, so vibrant. That's a wonderful way to welcome spring back into your household. And we've known that there's been some really warm days back in February, but it was also really cold. And then we had March, which was cold and warm and cold and warm and cold and warm. And now we're getting ready to be in April. We want something to remind us that it is finally starting to be the warm time of year. We're starting to add additional vegetables like carrots and radishes, kale, other small leafy greens. So just be on the lookout for our posts on social media, follow some of our farmers to know exactly what variety, because we're not into big stew making carrot season. We're into little dainty carrots that go great on top of a salad.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about what's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market, and welcome back.
Thank you for having me today, and it's good to be back.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water, and we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
We have the traditional all-winter-long products like meat, eggs, dairy, mushrooms, bread. A good sort of balance is maybe really nice steak salad. Grill up something like a flank steak or a strip steak. If you don't have a grill, you can still cook it in a pan. Slice it very, very thinly. Let all those juices get nice and delicious in the pan. Maybe saute some onions and mix that in with some spring greenery like arugula or kale. Throw in some sliced radishes and carrots. You can't really go wrong with that. If you need it to be more portable, you can always get a large tortilla and turn it into a wrap of some sort. And you can go either the spicy sort of vinegar-based sauce, or you can swing the other way and do something like a jalapeno ranch. And that would be really good as well. So it's versatile. If you have people who are like, I hate salad, we'll turn it into a wrap and just tell them it's not the same thing, but it is actually the same thing.
What about for a non-spicy dressing? Is there something that would be really delicious that's easy to whip up? Maybe with some stuff you can get from the farmer's market?
If you can't do spice and you want to do that vinegar-based or something that's not quite so pungent, definitely an olive oil with a little bit of aged balsamic mixed together. And then we're starting to see some fresh herbs at the farmer's market as well. Something like cilantro or maybe parsley, maybe even some basil, chiffonade it very thinly and mix that into the olive oil and balsamic vinegar. That will give it a nice verdant flavor, really brighten up that heavy steak essence.
What was that technique that you said?
Chiffonade. It's where you take the leaves of the herbs, roll them up, and then slice them thinly.